The idea of planting for food and jobs is very laudable, and the concentration on agriculture is well appreciated. But when you talk of food, it's you talk of crops and livestock, because it's the livestock that supplies the protein needs for the people. But unfortunately, looking at the program for the planting for food and jobs, it looks like the poultry or the livestock is sidelined. Virtually nothing is mentioned over there. So it has been a challenge to us. We don't know how we are going to play our role as poultry farmers or livestock producers. You bear with me that if you eat any food, you cannot avoid eating meat. Meat is always added to food to make it complete. Because when you talk of nutrients, it's not the vitamins alone. You need a protein for a sustainable growth. When we realize that livestock is, or poultry is not mentioned in the planting for food and jobs, it has been a bother to we, the poultry farmers. And we are looking forward for the government to come out with a strategic plan to incorporate the poultry into this program.
If you are saying you are looking forward to government to come up with a strategic plan, when exactly are you expecting that? I observe that others think that the plan should not be rushed and that preparations should be made thoroughly with consultations before implementation. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree with you. But we've made a move, and what we heard from the ministry is that they want to finish with crops, the maize and soya, so that they can develop the poultry. But my question is, if you finish with the maize and soya, and the poultry is collapsed, what do we do? Because the maize and soya has to be absorbed by the poultry.